Leafs Lunch Table is brought to you by Vanilla Visa prepaid cards available at Circle K. The perfect gift for any occasion. I might have to pick a couple of those up, AB. I'm slacking on Christmas shopping, and I'm never very good at it. Joining us on the Leafs Lunch Table is a double dose of the Bowens. Not just one Bowen, two Bowen. We have Joe Bowen, the Leafs play-by-play voice, of course, who you can hear tonight on TSN 1050, calling the Leafs-Sharks game. And we have his son, Sean Bowen, who is a Leafs Nation Network producer, also works with the Argos. Guys, both Bowens, one segment. This is huge.
I'm sorry. Who's the other guest? I'm not familiar with this.
Big leaguing your own son is a very big play, and I like the energy there, Joe. That is awesome.
No, he usually refers to me as his favorite child, so this is kind of this is very different.
Okay, we're already in a lot of trouble. Now we're just going to go downhill from here.
Well, speaking of downhill, what's going on with your boy Aaron Rodgers here? I mean, COVID toe? What exactly is happening with the pack?
Well, you know, sometimes we just have to go in different directions to try and shield, which actually might be wrong. So I'm good with the toe thing. I'm sure that we can freeze it up and he'll be fine. But this year, there's no question. Every week, there seems to be something going on in a little, wee, tiny Green Bay that pushes the front page away from big cities like New York and Chicago. Unless, of course, you watched the football game yesterday, at which point that was the worst game I've ever seen in the history of the NFL.
Yeah, wasn't great.
No, it definitely wasn't cute. I saw a lot of outrage about the Lions still getting the Thanksgiving Day shot. Father, son, both working together. It must be special. You guys both cover the Leafs. Joe, how special is it for you? Are you a proud papa to see your son following kind of in your footsteps?
Oh, absolutely. And he's doing a great job, which is the best part about it. He's very comfortable and enjoying it, very knowledgeable. We worked together earlier. A couple of years ago, he traveled with us when the rights were with a different a conglomerate, and kind of got his feet wet there. And then he's really done a great job with the Leaf Nation Network, both behind the scenes and now in front of the camera.
Well, Sean, is the goal to kind of build what the Packers did, where they had a quarterback dynasty from Favre down to Rodgers? Is the goal here one day to go from Joe Bowen to Sean Bowen on these Leafs broadcasts?
AB, I thought you were going to give me an Argos plug there, buddy.
I mean, oh, I will.
That's the thing, right? So, you know what? Ultimately, yeah, it would be a dream come true. To follow my dad's footsteps, pretty big shoes to fill. I mean, he's obviously one of my heroes and one of my biggest inspirations of getting into this industry. Certainly not easy, but, you know, it's great having him, you know, just as a wealth of knowledge, just to kind of piggyback off of and ask different ideas. And, certainly in my short career thus far, it's always great just to kind of call him and ask him how I did. And, you know, it's similar to almost like a coach, right? Sometimes we watch a broadcast that we've done together, and he'll give me pointers and tell me to shut up or you know, slow down. So it's always a blast.
We were talking about the match, Sean Bowen Brooks tonight. We're talking about it with Chris Johnson. We were talking about if we can have hockey players have a match. But what about famous media families? If you guys had a 1v1 the match, whether it's, I don't know, maybe a shinny hockey game, maybe golf. I don't know if you guys want to actually have a boxing match or something. You guys versus the McKenzie, who would come out victorious? Who do you think?
I can feel this one here. So Bonesy's
a
goalie.
Taking the Fighting Irish. Oh, they're both are.
Bonesy's a goalie, and I am a slow, rugged forward. So hockey is probably out. And the McKenzies look to be in relatively good shape. Golf, on the other hand, the old boy, I know he's played about, 100 rounds this past summer, Dad, so I think I might take our chances with the sticks.
Yeah, that would be it. I think that would have to be the one, for sure.
Yeah.
Sean, do you have a favorite Joe Bowen call? Outside of a Holy Mackinac, is there a specific call that you love from your father?
You know what, AB, I think it goes under the radar, but if I can remember correctly, I think it was 2002 Leafs and Hurricanes when Matt Sundin scored that goal to tie the game, forcing overtime. And ultimately the gentleman who I'm not going to mention, but is one of the co-hosts on Overdrive, who likes to give me a good rubbing on Twitter every once in a while, he ended up ruining our season. and a 12-year-old me was in tears throughout the course of the summer. But that call from my dad in particular really stands out for me.
We've got both Bowens on Leafs Lunch right now, Joe Bowen and his son, Sean Bowen. Joe, this morning on First Up, Carlo was talking about how it's the American Thanksgiving mark right now, and how teams kind of use the first 20 games of a season to establish their identity. Do you feel that the Leafs have established an identity? And if so, what would you say it is?
Julia, I think they're right. And historically, if you have not been in a playoff position at this particular point in the season, it doesn't get any better, which you really have to kind of scratch your head at when you think about it. And probably the only time in recent memory where that really backfired was the St. Louis Blues.
Oh, yeah.
Who got off to such a horrid start, made a coaching change. Craig Berube goes behind the bench. And, they're having the parade. So most of the times this is accurate. And one of the things that I'm very, very impressed with is that everybody, when they looked at this team and have for the last little while, offensive talent, great offensive talent, young players, going to score a lot, great offensive talent, they're going to outscore teams. Well, they're not. Their identity right now is we don't need to score a lot. In fact, if we get two, we're probably going to beat you. And that, as much as a lot of the focus has been on Jack Campbell and how well he's played, the bottom line is how well, not only for the defense, but also for the forwards, how they have bought into a team defense first kind of identity. And you know what? The old axiom is in football and basketball and hockey, is offense puts people in seats, defense wins championships. And I am really happy to see that that is what the Leaf identity is at this particular point. And now if they can maintain it throughout the course of the regular season, it'll stand them in good stead when they get to the postseason.
Well, I mean, speaking of guys who play, you know, with the identity that they're trying to establish, a good defensive play, I think David Camp is a name that comes up. Andre Kasha, another name that comes up here. And, you know, my question is outside of the core four and Jack Campbell, who do you think has been maybe the Leafs' most important player so far this year? Because I would say those two are probably rocketing quickly up to the top.
As far as the forwards, I'd agree. But I think the most important a duo, if there is, that has really been instrumental in how well this team has played in the back end has been Rasmus Sandin and Timothy Liljegren, who have been put together, and Travis Dermott kind of moves in there as well. But these two young kids that were first-round draft picks who have bided their time at the American Hockey League level and learned the trade as far as playing defense and moving the puck quickly, I think they have been very, very impressive. And for not having an awful lot of experience under their belt at the National Hockey League level, they have, I think, played extraordinarily well. And, they're both plus players. Sandin's probably got a little more offensive flair to him than Liljegren. But I think that has been one area where they have really, really shone. And that's one of the things I think that stands them in good stead is their depth on defense when maybe there was a question mark on their defense before the season started.
Right. Well, what do you think is kind of the ceiling of that duo, that young duo? They're both coming in almost, not quite the rookie season, but they're two extremely young guys. Like, what's the future hold for these two in the Maple Leafs?
I think the future is unlimited. The great thing, of course, is right now they're not making a lot of money.
Yeah.
And in this day and age of the wonderful cap situation that they have, that has been a big time bonus. So I think their future is unlimited. I think they are learning to be more physical. They're certainly not big and bruising and going to stand up and nail people at the blue line, but they have shown their own tenacity and physicality along the boards, winning one-on-one puck battles, and doing a great job in front of the net. So I think it's unlimited.
Sean, Nick Ritchie's name is one that comes up a lot. He's been playing better, maybe not getting 100% kind of what the Leafs signed him for in the offseason, but Keefe continues to have his back. They really seem to strongly believe in him. And yesterday, Keefe said, "I believe strongly that once he does score, it's going to open up for him. I think he's a guy who's capable of scoring big goals for us at big times." Would you agree with Keefe's take there?
Yeah, I mean, you know what the funny thing is? We actually spoke about Nick Ritchie this morning, and it's difficult, right? I mean, he's used to putting the puck in the net, and obviously, you know, through the first 21 games, he's got 3 assists, right? So I think any player would be disappointed in that type of offensive performance. But I think in the last 2 games, in my personal opinion, I think they've been his best 2 games as a Maple Leaf, and I've really enjoyed seeing him play alongside Camp and Kasha. And you go back to that Islander game, that goal that Kasha scored. I mean, that doesn't happen without the forecheck of Nick Ritchie, right?
Totally.
I think he's using his body a little bit more. Let's call a spade too, right? When you're not scoring, you have to do other things better. And I think it was so great seeing, especially in the game against the Kings, you know, Austin Matthews' reaction to him saying, "Hey, great screen in front of the net." So it's difficult, but you know, I don't think you see the confidence lost in Nick Ritchie. I still think he's playing his game. And if I'm a betting man, I honestly think that probably over the weekend, I think we might see Nick Ritchie get on the board here.
I am for that. I said that a couple days ago. I thought, you know, that game, I still can't believe he didn't score that goal against Quick the other night, like the final 30 seconds. I thought for sure, I mean, he's due. He's one of those guys that's due. I think him and Wayne Simmonds are two players that certainly are due to get on the board here at some point. Sean, we'll get you guys off on this question here, because I think Bonesy, he'll have a lot of time to answer this one tonight when he's got the call alongside his partner, Ralphie. But what do you think are going to be the keys for victory tonight for Toronto taking on the Sharks?
I think kind of replicating what they did on Wednesday against the Kings. I think just kind of getting in front of the net. I mean, you see the goal by Matthews coming off a rebound. John Tavares getting his, stick in the way from a William Nylander shot. Nick Ritchie once again screening in front on the Jason Spezza goal. I think continuing to crash the net, making life difficult for potentially James Reimer tonight. I think that's going to be the biggest Leafs key. You know, special teams obviously as well. The Sharks, you know, top two, in the National Hockey League for PK. But I think just crashing the net and making life miserable for the opposing goalie, and it should set up a Leafs win here tonight, hopefully.
Well, gentlemen,
and I would agree with that as well, Sean. I think one of the things too is that the Sharks have always been a physical team, and it's been a tough place to play. That is one of the great rinks in the National Hockey League as far as the noise and everything else is concerned. And as far as Nick Ritchie is concerned, the other thing that I really like about this team is you watched how hard those guys were trying to get him a goal.
Yeah.
And that camaraderie, for the lack of the better term, the love of your teammates and the love in the room is very, very noticeable with this group. And they were trying hard, and you're right, I don't know how he didn't score in that last minute in Los Angeles, but I think he's being noticeable again. And for a time he wasn't, and now he is. He's certainly getting his opportunities. I think he's going to get an opportunity to, and when it does happen, it goes right to your hands and right to your feet.
Yeah,
and you'll see a different player probably from that point on.
Yeah, we saw that happen with Mitch Marner. He finally got a goal, and he really hasn't looked back. So maybe we'll see the same thing out of Nick Ritchie. Just needs one, see it go in the net, and then from there on, the floodgates are open. Joe, Sean, the Bowen duo, thank you so much for joining us today.
Our pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, anytime, Sean, guys. I got to quickly.
Yeah.
Sorry, Joe. I was just going to say quickly. We got a big East final coming up at BMO Field. So. Tickets on sale for the Toronto Argonauts. Shameless plug, but we want to get that place rocking for the East Final.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm pretty sure I've got tickets, actually. I will be there.
All right, hey.
Who are you going with?
Al, come down and see me, buddy. I'll get you a t-shirt, and we'll get you up on the big screen, buddy.
Ooh.
Let's do it. I'll send you a DM. I'll get in your DMs, and we'll make it happen.
Get Julie out there, too. Let's get everyone out there. It's going to be, it should be a good one.
Absolutely.
I'll be there, too.
Good stuff. We'll share a pint there, Bonesy.
All right.
Take care, boys.
Thank you.
Sean and Joe Bowen, father and son duo that is just an electric combination in the Toronto sports media scene. You can listen to Joe Bowen. He'll have the call tonight as the Leafs take on the Sharks right here on TSN 1050.